It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joe, my friend. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing great.
Good, buddy. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I want to thank everybody for your thoughts, offers of support, and that sort of thing. We are working as hard as we can about getting our trails back to normal repair after Hurricane Michael busted through and created a huge flood in the park. And subsequent flooding up on our trails, and we're working on that, and Adam McComb is taking the lead in the town effort to repair the parks and trail damage, and this work can only be done with big equipment. I mean, there's some holes 3 feet deep in the trail. There's the steps are broken down below the Shoe Factory Dam. They're broken off in half, and a big gully washed out there. There's a lot of big work that needs to be done, so Adam is asking folks not to come down and do any kind of small handwork. Stay out of the way of the big trucks, the big equipment, the backhoes. They have to slow down and stop. They're courteous, and they're hard workers, and they're just like you and me. When they're on these big equipment, they stop to let the passengers, the walkers, go by. So we'd like to keep our bikes, and for now, please stay out of the workway of the big equipment, and the bikes, walking, strolling, and really you'll need to walk some other place. Even the park loop is in bad shape. you can walk down at the Crater Park. There's a short section down there, and you can walk around town right now. If you want to have a car and you want to drive out to Carter Falls, that's a good place to walk. There was a tree down, and Joe Mickey got out there and cut that down on Monday morning. Got it out of the way. So the trail's good there, so you can go out and walk there and see the Carter Falls. But in-town trail, they're estimating mid-November before that possibly is going to be ready for us to do some handwork, but also for people to start walking back on there. I think that's the biggest thing to talk about. the next thing is, if everybody pencil in, the first Thursday, I mentioned this last week, of each month, 8:30 at the Elkin McDonald's, we're putting together a group of hardy souls who are off during the week on a Thursday to do some hand work on different trail sections. So add your name to that by showing up, and it'll be a friendly chance to make some friends. I want to talk about several other things here. One is we have two pending grants, one in Crooked Creek and one 75-foot bridge, and one at Carter Falls, a suspension bridge about 150 feet, and we should find out about those grants by the end of this month. We're working closely with Wilkes County on the Carter Falls Bridge, Derek Goddard and others, and they're working on the Carter Falls lease with the state. And big thanks to Dan Park and Sally Park for allowing us a 10-acre easement on the other side of Elkin Creek, and then also selling that property state to make this hike, trail, and bridge possible. two projects we're starting now in the next month. One is about a mile trail into Frank Park Boulevard from Frank Park Boulevard deep into the park to hook up to the horse hike trail. And when that's finished, that's going to give Elkin Valley Trails and the park 10 consecutive miles of trail in the park, mountain to sea trail from the Blue Ridge Parkway, actually, through connecting to the ASTA, Allegheny Sparty Trail Association, our sister organization building on the ENA rail trail. The second is 2 miles of new bike trail in town. You know, there's three trails, bike trails that are proposed and underway or completed in town. One is a 3.3-mile, more of an easy ride trail. It's called Elkin Creek Mountain Bike Trail. The second is Iron Falls, which is a 2-mile trail, about a quarter of a mile, of which we're going to rework this fall, put in a bridge, and take out that really steep section, if people know what I'm talking about. And then we're adding 2 more miles. We've got state grant money for about 2 more miles of mountain bike trail. So that'll give us 7.5 miles when that's finished. So all looped and interlooped between each other, so you're not riding back and forth. You're loops and round and loops around like that. And really going to be quite remarkable. We also have a number of other projects going on. I'll quickly name those. One is the student is Madeline Morphis in Elkin. Her mother, Crystal Morphis, and Troy Lutz are working on a kiosk for Carter Falls. They're doing the design and planning and construction. The next is Riley Lyles and Will Gwynn and Joe Mickey. They're working on a stream restoration bank project and a 30-foot bridge across Crooked Creek. They've got that project, just got the approval on that. And the Elkin Valley Trails is helping cover the stream restoration, and Riley's working with Carl Rose and Larry Wagner, helping him with some of the costs of that. Then Gracie Harrison and Raven Poindexter are getting their Girl Scout Eagle Award. Looks like they're going to take on the project of building a fence and plaque around William Harris gravestone. He was the we found this in the process of all this trail building, and it happens that he was a bodyguard for General George Washington, yep, our first president. And he's buried right up there at the top. William Harris is buried right up there at the top of Carter Falls. They hope to make something really nice out of that. Ben Tilley is doing a project at Grassy Creek, which includes picnic tables and adding another bridge there, about a 20-foot bridge to make a very pretty loop and hiking area out there. And then Daniel Durham has just finished a fence at the Yadkin Valley Heritage Experience Trail Center. We're not sure what it's going to be called, but he's done that. And we're also working on a set of steel train wheel benches somewhere along in there. So those are the major projects we've got going. I've used up all my time, I think. And how's that so far?
That sounds great, buddy. We certainly appreciate it. We want to say a special thanks to Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Today.